has such wisdom to give us. So in reading these books, I realized that a lot of this wisdom that could be so gleaned from this esoterica was what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to take a very Eastern form that had all this beauty in it and begin to translate it, be one of the people who's translating it into practical Western language so that we can use it, tap into it. So that's what I found myself doing. And as I started to practice feng shui, I got so excited. How many people here are already well-versed in feng shui? It will really do a good job producing results. It will do that for people once people know how to apply it. So in getting so excited, I started to make note of the stories of the people that I had an opportunity to work with. And it's those stories that put together really the bones of the Western Guide of Feng Shui. And so life has moved on in a great and glorious way. I've for the last 10 years, experienced what feng shui can do to one American life, living that one personally, and then what it has done for the thousands of people that I've had a chance to work with. So today, what I would like to do is to share with you a very broad brush sketch. This is going to be very broad brush, of the history of feng shui, so that you get a sense of what's the roots here we're talking about. Anyone on a spiritual path, by the way, artists, designers, people in the holistic health field, people who are on a spiritual path, you will find, and I would imagine that I probably just covered everybody in this room, every one of you will recognize that intuitively you already practice to a greater or lesser extent feng shui. We just don't have those words built into our dictionary yet. So I want to share the philosophy with you. You will notice, yes, I already know that, or oh, I can add that to what I already know. And then after the philosophy, I'd like to share with you practical ways in which you can take feng shui home with you. So really my ideal is to share with you things that are ideas and possibilities that you can take home and apply in your lives even as soon as the second you walk into your front door later on today. So the history of feng shui, it is a term that means wind and water. It is over 3,000 years old, as far back as they can find any records whatsoever in China, they find references to feng shui. And originally, because that culture worshipped their ancestors, very much how we relate to angels and to helpful presences that are non-physical in our lives now, they related to their ancestors in that same way. And you know how we'll put together in our homes a little place, perhaps where we meditate, that's kind of what we would call an altar or a place where we can sit and be quiet and recognize all the help that we're receiving from so many levels. That's very much how they related to their ancestors. So it was very important to them to place their grave sites, believe it or not, in auspicious places on the land. This was symbolized that they were honoring their ancestors and therefore drawing to themselves good fortune via all this unseen and non-physical help. So that's how feng shui began. It began as citing first those who had passed on. Then it got further developed so that it was not only citing those who had passed on, but also those that were present and alive on the earth at that time. And there, within feng shui, there is this beautiful holistic, I would call it, philosophy, where whatever's going on the outside, there is representation of that on the inside. So the feng shui practitioners, knowing that environment displayed their consciousness, and that their consciousness was always being fed by environment, that sort of yin and yang, the inside of us is always reflected on the outside, and the outside is always giving us opportunity on the inside to grow. So they practiced a lot.